Hello, it's Sarah here again, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Richard Matthew. Before we hear information desk, we continue our news items with a paraplegic laying a ghost to rest. But first, there's a bit of daylight robbery.
Bosses at Aviva say working conditions for more than 2,000 city centre staff will suffer if a 13-storey tower block next to their offices gets the go-ahead, because it would take away their sunlight. The insurance company is urging Norwich City Council to turn down proposals for a 244-bedroom student accommodation on the former Mecca Bingo site in All Saints Green. Aviva has enlisted consultants and surveyors to make its objection to City Hall over the overbearing scheme, which would, quote, impact on sunlight and daylight and result in a loss of outlook, unquote, for its workers. That, quote, will have a negative impact on the working conditions for employees, unquote, according to representation submitted to the council by Aviva's planning consultants, Porter Planning.
Concerns about the suitability of the directors of a nursery school lay behind the sudden suspension of its Ofsted registration, the inspectorate has said. The statement came as it published a report which confirmed it had judged Eaton Park Nursery School inadequate in all areas. The report said, leaders and managers have failed to implement effective systems to ensure the safety of the premises and equipment. This fails to keep children safe from harm. It said the learning and development needs of individual children were not met, and weaknesses identified during a visit in January 2016 have not been addressed effectively. However, it also said children formed secure attachments with adults and generally behaved well. After issuing a welfare requirements notice, a monitoring visit on July the 20th found the provider had taken some action and had plans in place to make further improvements.
A notice of eviction is to be served on travellers who have set up on a park and ride site on the edge of Norwich. But, with the travellers thought to be here for a religious pilgrimage, council bosses are optimistic that they will have moved on before the matter has to come before the courts. A number of caravans and motorhomes recently arrived at the Thickthorn Park and Ride site, just off the Thickthorn roundabout near Heatherset and Cringleford. It's not clear when the group arrived, although Norfolk Police and Norfolk County Council, which leases the land, are to meet with the group to discuss their intentions. But in the meantime, following a meeting between Norfolk County Council and Norfolk Constabulary, moves to evict them are underway.
Plans have been lodged for a new budget supermarket on the edge of the city. Lidl seeks permission to build an 18,000 square foot store on an area of land north of Blue Boar Lane in Sprowston. It would include 120 parking spaces, 12 cycle stands and an in-store bakery, and could create up to 40 jobs for the town. The company submitted its application to Broughton District Council this month following an earlier public exhibition. Vehicle access is proposed off an existing access point from the roundabout at Blue Boar Lane. The new store would be located almost opposite the Tesco Extra branch, which is situated less than 100 metres away. But in a supporting statement, the company said, discount stores such as Lidl act as complementary retailers to conventional food shopping. Norfolk Homes owns the land which Lidl is hoping to build on, but is said not to be progressing with residential development on the site.
Projects in the Norwich and Great Yarmouth areas are among those that stand to benefit from £2.9 million worth of big lottery fund grants. Norwich Men's Shed has been awarded £10,000. A lottery spokesman said, this organisation will use the funding to provide a support worker and tutors for the Men in Sheds programme. This will enable the organisation to provide activities for isolated men that will bring people together and provide new skills. Hemsby Hedgehogs, a stay-and-play group for preschool children and their parents or carers, which began life in September 2013, received £10,000 to run play and stay sessions for local families. Hannah Gray, one of its founding members, said, "It's been a big success and we've had support from local business and fundraising events to buy new equipment. This lottery funding will enable us to buy a weatherproof container to store our kit in to replace our leaky shed. Mouldy toys are not nice toys. We will also be able to find one of our mums to run some of the sessions and put more of her time into the administration of such a busy group. We are so pleased to receive this support, and it will enable us to improve the playgroup experience for all the families from Hemsby and the surrounding villages who come along each week." Feeding Inspiration, which is based in Caister Road, Great Yarmouth, has been given £9,980 for its creative kitchen scheme to run a range of activities based around nutrition and healthy eating. This will enable it to provide better education in food and encourage healthier lifestyles.
August the 18th, 1995, is a date that haunts Phil Arns. The day his world fell apart as he broke his back on the circuit of the Ulster Grand Prix. However, he can now fondly look upon August the 13th, 2016, almost exactly 21 years later, as the day that Ghost was laid to rest. The 57-year-old exorcised an old demon when he returned to Northern Ireland and the scene of his accident to complete a full lap of the circuit. And for Mr. Arms, it was double the joy, as his successful lap also vanquished the frustration of the previous year, when his attempted 20th anniversary lap was rained off. This year, however, the rain stayed clear, and the Helsden man was able to become the first paraplegic in history to complete a solo lap of the Dundrod Road Circuit.
A painstaking dedication to catching and studying moths has paid off for a Norfolk lepidopterist who has recorded the UK's first sighting of a Mediterranean species. Matthew Casey, 42, discovered the bright green moth in his father's garden on the outskirts of Norwich, where he nightly lights up a moth trap to capture and photograph some of the region's rich diversity of nocturnal life. The self-employed gardener said that he was thrilled to record a national first. As it has never been recorded in the UK before, the species had no English name. So Mr. Casey, along with Norfolk moth recorder Jim Wheeler, was given the honour of choosing a name, the herb emerald. The species was thought to have arrived in this country in a consignment of herbs delivered to a garden centre after a long and unlikely journey from the Mediterranean.
Problems with Norwich City season tickets triggering supermarket alarms is said to be isolated to those carrying multiple cards. A small number of season ticket holders had triggered supermarket security alarms, with the tickets thought to be the culprit. The club has since tested the tickets at one of the shops and said the issue is thought to only affect people with three or more tickets stored together. They say someone carrying multiple bank cards with the chips aligned could experience the same problem. So far, the club has received no official complaint from its 22,000 season ticket holders, but said those fans with problems were welcome to contact its service department.
Several Victorian buildings in Thorpe St Andrew could be brought under council ownership in a bid to protect them from vandalism and arson. Just days after a 19th-century hospital was destroyed by fire, Thorpe St Andrew Town Council is looking to ensure its historical assets do not meet the same fate. The sites being considered include the former Langley Preparatory School on Yarmouth Road and a Second World War bunker on the Pine Banks estate. It comes after Little Plumstead Hospital near Norwich was reduced to rubble in what is believed to have been an arson attack. Ian Mackey, Town Mayor, said, "There is a significant historical interest in these buildings for Thorpe, and it is why the Town Council is taking a proactive view to preserve them in the future. Recent events have shown us that if things stay empty for a long period of time, there is a risk that they could be lost forever. The move could also see some of the sites open up to the public for the first time and even turned into tourist attractions for the town. But Mr. Foreman said this would depend on health and safety assessments. Other sites being considered by the council include the boatyard Foreman's Cottage on Griffin Lane. Nick Williams, secretary of Thorpe History Group, said, "We would support the retainment of these buildings in public ownership. I think it makes people more aware of their local heritage and encourages them to take an interest."